In the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Interesting set of readings we have this week as we celebrate Trinity Sunday. The Trinity, of course, being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or perhaps you might prefer the language of Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Nonetheless, I will spare you the sharing of any kind of theological treatise on the Trinity. But just in a light pondering, I was thinking about the opening of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus. And the Word, Jesus, was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. So Jesus is the beginning with God. And similarly, in our first reading we heard this morning from Genesis, we heard that a wind from God, the Holy Spirit, swept over the face of the waters. So reflections and references of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, since the beginning of time. Always was, always will be. Isn't that the phrase? Yeah. Having said that, I think that there are simply several different pieces that I want us to just kind of ponder and chew on this morning. I've been thinking, as I say, about the beginning of time, and I think I have said here before that I fully believe that the story of creation and our scientific understanding of creation by way of evolution are not necessarily at odds. Now, if we can let go of that literal understanding of creation taking place in 7 days, as we understand 7 days to be, and instead recognize it as merely a symbolic idea of time passing, they fit together beautifully, don't they? It just makes sense. Now, I'm hard-pressed to imagine that the wonders of creation are simply random. How could they be random? How can one ponder the heavens and the earth and the stars and the sky and our Lake Ontario and the seas, the salt waters, and the majesty of the mountains and the delight of flowers and trees and little tiny baby sheep and goats and little tiny baby human beings and butterflies and life itself and not recognize the hand of a wondrous creator in what we see and experience? And you think about the love and the care and the intricacies of it all, and how when we don't mess it up, I want to be clear about that, when we don't mess it up, right? And when we don't interfere, the whole circle and cycle of life and how it all works and balances together. How awesome is our Creator? And I've been thinking about our Creator God's wondrous love for us, that he sent his Son, Jesus, to come in a human form, to live among us, to teach us how to live a life of faith, to teach us how to love, to show us God's incredible love, and ultimately to shatter the chains of evil and death through his own death and resurrection, that we might spend forever walking with God. How amazing is that? And the resurrected Jesus' promise in the final words of Matthew's gospel that we just heard David read, remember I am with you even to the end of the age. That is the promise of the Holy Spirit, to be with us always and forever. We are never alone. Just think about that. The wisdom and the wonder and the power and love of the Creator is with us. The love and the care and the mercy of Jesus, a Savior who sees us for who we are and loves us and is even willing to die for us. Yeah? The empowering strength and courage of the Holy Spirit who sustains us and walks beside us always and forever, never abandons us. That is all pretty amazing. I think that's a pretty power-packed Trinity. And then if we move on to our New Testament reading from there, if you think about it, Paul, you know, in writing to the people in Corinth, this is his second letter to the people of Corinth, right? And he's writing from a place of deep relief that the community in Corinth that had kind of gotten off the rails was getting back on track. And they were sorry for their wrongs. And so he was continuing to teach and encourage them in the life of faith. And he ends his letter with some pretty beautiful things, as John said. Encouragement in how to live together as community. He says, be restored. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. Greet one another with a holy kiss. And you can't do that with people you're doing this with, right? You need to engage and care for each other and walk together. And he closes with such a great love for them. He wishes to them the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, a love so deep and such a profound forgiveness that he was willing to die for you. And I think we round these words off pretty easily. So I want to say it again. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, a love so deep and such a profound forgiveness that he was willing to die for you. And then he says the love of God, a love that created you in his very own image, a love that was willing to send his son for you, a love that is willing to leave behind the 99 and go and find you, a love that welcomes you home even after you have been the prodigal and squandered it all away, a beautiful love that sees the wonder and goodness in you that you can't even see in yourself. That's the love of God that he wishes for the people of Corinth when he says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. And of course, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, who walks beside you always, who strengthens you and sustains you and comforts you, who will be with you always to the end of the age, who empowers you with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That is the fellowship he wishes for them at the end of the letter. And God willing, that is our wish for one another. When we close a service or open a church service like we did this morning, or a meeting with the grace. That's what we're talking about with those words that we rhyme off so quickly and easily. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that kind of care and forgiveness. The love of God who says that you are so wonderful, beautiful, made in his image and worth it, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, that you are never alone. You always have his strength and his courage and his comfort walking with you. May those very thoughts and those feelings be our prayer for one another when we close with those words. And so I'm going to ask you to join me and perhaps look at each other while we do it, right? As we offer this greeting to each other, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.